Our next speaker that's going to do the wage and hour update comes from San Antonio, Abel Martinez, an employment lawyer that left the practice of law and went in-house to HEB, my favorite company. I have to say that not only is it a great grocery store, but what they do at HEB for their employees, I have to say, Abel doesn't bring me much business in San Antonio. So welcome and thank you. Thank you.
Good morning. You already have some wage and hour fun? Lucky for you, you only have 30 minutes of fun. So we're going to see how good Adam is, our videographer back there. We'll see if we can run a little video too in a minute. But really wanted to cover a few things with you on the wage and hour front. And wage and hour does not just mean Fair Labor Standards Act. It includes a lot of other issues that I'm going to talk about. Again, given the 30 minutes, I'm going to fly through a lot of this stuff. If you have any questions afterwards, my labor and employment team is in the back, second to last table. You obviously know I didn't prepare this. They did all the work, so I'm going to try to go through this. If you have any questions, they're the best resource. So the top three things that I'm going to cover, if I can get this to work. Adam, you want to help me? Or I'll just use this. All right, three things I'm going to cover. Thank you. First, what's happening at the Department of Labor? A lot of stuff going on. Second, Memorial Day just came by and my birthday. So I'm going to cover a little bit of military leave, make sure we're treating our military servicemen and women the way we should when it comes to leave. And finally, severance agreements. Settlement agreements, when it deals with privately negotiated wage and hour settlement agreements, you can thank my good friend Jason Boulette for that. It was his recommendation. If you like what I do here, thank me. If you don't, blame him. All right? So we all know that in the United States, we have the hardest working people in the world. Wouldn't you guys agree? Even though I see my sons and their friends on TikTok all day long, I know eventually they will become very productive, hardworking members of our society. But, I mean, one of the things the Department of Labor does, this is the first area I'm going to cover, is really look after, and it's that old slogan, making sure people get paid a fair day of pay for a fair day of work. And so when we look at that, that's what the Department of Labor is supposed to do, make sure people aren't abused at work when it comes to, you know, wages, and hours worked. And so if you don't believe me that we're among the hardest working, then hopefully you believe some of the folks across the waters in other countries who have really taken the time to study the American work habit.
So a lot of people saw my last video and they said, okay, well, what do you think the American workday looks like? So here it is. It's Sunday, and at 4:30 a.m., the American sprints out of bed in record time. After saying the Pledge of Allegiance, they prepare a quick breakfast of 12 eggs and a gallon of whole milk. Next, they write the emails for 3 hours. Many of these emails are to their Finnish colleagues, asking us why we haven't woken up yet. At 7:30 a.m., they have their first meeting of the day, where they and their co-workers all say big numbers, then make $1 million. It is now 7:34 a.m. After eating every fast food there is, the American goes back to do squats at their desk and memorize a PowerPoint. After calling their Finnish colleagues again, the American gives up on sending us reminders and does all the work we were assigned. We are fine with this. They are fine with this. It's a good relationship. It is still 7:34 a.m. With nothing else to do, the American hosts a productivity podcast with their friends from Harvard University. At this point, I stop thinking about what the American does because I am already tired. By 1 a.m., they get ready for bed, put the spreadsheet under their pillow, and get tucked in by Jeff Bezos.
Awesome. Okay, that was our fun. All right, now we're getting serious. So Department of Labor, first topic, changes in the air, definitely. We have a lot of things coming from the Department of Labor. First and foremost, we have the independent contractor rules. Those are proposed rules. They came out last year in a comment period, and now we're kind of in the wait and see phase. The second thing is the overtime rule. The overtime will eventually, and has been promised by the Department of Labor, to come out with some proposed rules to look at basically the white collar exemption. All right. So what are we talking about on the independent contractor test? The proposed rules, it's a little complicated. So let me take you back a little bit of history and time.